It was a song that propelled Michael into astronomical superstardom right at the peak of becoming the king of pop, inspired by the film Star Wars. The song's chorus has Michael singing, "Keep up with the force, don't stop till you get enough." Michael Jackson! Because of this song, their breakthrough album, Slippery When Wet, went on to sell 28 million copies. If you were a teenager in the 80s, there was no doubt you had this in the cassette deck at all times. A band that rocked hard, but also looked good. So their concerts would be filled with young women looking for post-concert love. Steve Kent with a two-hit wonder out of Boulder, Colorado, doing some country rock in the style of the Eagles. Her first hit was the upbeat You Are the Woman. This tune was kind of a downer, but still quite good. Firefall, Strange Way.
Didn't I hear you cry this morning?
That's the original version of Hooked on a Feeling, the sitar-driven classic by BJ Thomas, minus those Ooga Chakas. With a gorgeously sparse acoustic guitar and a first-person narrative telling the tale of life and loss, becoming the prototype of the emotional singer-songwriter style, it's James Taylor.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
He was a member of so many great bands like Traffic and the Spencer Davis Group, and here was Steve Winwood's first number one hit as a solo artist. Featured Chaka Khan and James Taylor on backing vocals, Higher Love. Steve Kent, the Doobie Brothers, throwing away the books and taking it to the streets, leading an armed revolution by the master guerrilla warfare commander, Michael McDonald, backed with a gospel choir.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Steve Kent with a hairy-chested anthem filled with lethal testosterone. These guys weren't trying to save the world with their music. They just wanted to party and bring the hard rock guitar swagger to their adoring female fans, Foreigner.
Well, I'm hot-blooded.
Steve Kent with a big comeback record for the Bee Gees when it was delivered to radio stations. The record was sent in a plain white cover with no info on the sleeve, no song name or group name. It was a mysterious song that made the rounds, becoming an instant hit.